Right, now you know I'm trying to sell my car at the moment.
Car in the loosest sense of the word, yeah.
Still no real interest at all.
Right.
There's a surprise.
Do you, all the time, you two both take the mick out of my car.
I presume you're overpricing what you're selling it for. Tenner?
I'm not going to sell you what I'm selling it for.
Well, even a tenner will be too much.
It's not that bad. Look, I don't know anything about cars, right? I don't care about cars. All I want, I do sound like my mum now, all I want is something that's going to get me from A to B. Yeah. Just to run around. That's all I need.
But your car doesn't even do that.
No.
It does, it works.
Rubbish.
No, I think you'll find Japanese cars always start.
Right.
I guess she's from A to...
It's never let me down.
It doesn't get any much further. Right. Also, so nobody's bought it yet.
No, they haven't, but they won't now either because something terrible has happened.
Now, what?
Now, do you remember in that episode of Alan Partridge?
Yeah.
Where someone put some writing down the side of his car?
Yeah.
It was Partridge. Yeah. Remember that?
Yes.
Right, well, someone's written on the side of my car now.
What, the same thing?
No.
Partridge?
No. I can't say it on air, but I'll tell you what they've written on it.
Okay.
Off air, you know.
Right.
I don't even know what Mobile One was. I have no chance of selling it now. There's a big grey kind of graffiti down the left-hand side of it.
Right. Why?
It makes the dent look a little bit less worse.
Does it cover it slightly?
Yeah.
Are you telling me this for a particular reason? Are you trying to abuse your position as a Radio 1 DJ to try and sell your car?
No.
On air?
No.
Rather than using exchange of marks?
No. What would make you think that? Kooks, Oola, you're listening to Radio 1. Right, it's 5:20. Hello, Radio 1?
Oscar, it's Stu.
Right, Stu, where are you?
I'm in Southampton, mate.
You alright, mate?
Yeah, not bad, G.
Yeah, how can I help?
Yeah, about your car. I'm after a new car. My car's getting a bit old and knackered and a bit embarrassing. Just want to know what you've got and if you want to get rid of it.
Alright, what have you got?
I've got a little Reliant three-wheeler.
Right, okay. What year? What reg?
Oh, it's about an 84, so it's quite an old banger.
Yeah, it's quite old, yeah.
Aye.
Alright, mine is a Nissan Micra.
Alright.
1991.
Uh-huh.
But she's a beauty, like, seriously, she's always started, never given me any trouble at all.
Cool. Nice and clean, is it?
Yeah, I'll keep it clean.
Oh, yeah?
If you go online at the moment, not that I'm abusing my position to get rid of this car, but if you go online, there are some pictures of me posing with the car at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
You're completely abusing your position.
Clean pictures, are they?
Go to the Scott Mills pages. What do you mean are they clean pictures? It's just me by a Nissan Micra. There's nothing dirty about that, is there?
I don't know. You know, the pose over the bonnet.
Well, there is one, actually.
There is one, just like that. And that's the one I've just seen of him posed on the bonnet. But the photos are all taken of the car at a different angle, and you can see the interior. It just looked like you're posing to try and sell it.
I'm not, though, because that's not allowed, obviously. That would be abusing my position talking to, like, 5 million people on Radio 1. Now, also, there's a vote on the website at the moment about whether you would buy my car or not, which you can put yes or no to. You can't make an offer online as yet, but I'm in negotiations to try and sort that out.
You can always do it on a well-known auction site.
Well, yeah, but I'm the only one on the website, probably, you know, quite a lot of hits. So go have a look at my car and decide whether you'd buy it or not. If you'd like to leave a phone number, that's absolutely fine.
One other point, though, you should be honest about this if you are trying to sell it, Scott. That graffiti that's on it doesn't really cover the dent. You can still see the dent.
They haven't put
a huge dent in the passenger door.
They haven't put the graffiti on it, that, like, uncensored, have they?
No, there's a little red X over two letters.
Right.
Brilliant. Right.
All right, so are you interested?
Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah.
That sounds quite interesting.
Right, go online and have a look, yeah, and get back
to
me.
Will do.
Right, also, the reason I'm doing this is because I put a piece of paper in the window, right?
Yeah.
Saying... car for sale, this car, put the price and my phone number on it. I love Laura as well. She's like, well, you know, when they're selling cars, what does Ono mean? Gee, even I know that.
Ono.
It always says 2000 Ono.
Yep.
On nearest offer, love.
Right. Like GSOH. Yeah. Gas Central Heating.
Yeah. LOL. Lots of love.
RFLO. Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
so, right, this is a message I got on my aunt's phone yesterday, right? Bearing in mind, there's a piece of paper in the window with my phone number on it, okay?
Hi there. I'm interested in buying your car.
That's a fake laugh he's doing.
Could be.
Yeah, right. How rude.
National Radio 1.
It's nearly 5:30.
Do you think draping yourself over the bonnet is going to give you a better chance of selling it?
Look, I enlisted the help of the lady from Radio 1 Online, and she said draping myself across the bonnet would be a good look.
Are you wearing makeup? Are you wearing makeup on that photo?
No, I'm not. No, I am not.
All right.
Right, seriously, there's nothing wrong with my car, and I'm getting stupid offers, like 50p.
I'd take it.
£30 at the scrappy. No.
Is that an air freshener you have off the wing mirror? Not off the wing mirror, off the rear view mirror?
Yeah.
Is it? Very nice.
Someone's saying the chrome wing is a real touch of class.
Yeah.
That's on the right-hand side. The dent's on the left next to the writing.
Also,
Partridge styling.
In the final photo, you appear to have parked in a box junction, so you're likely to get fined for that.
That's all right, it's not registered. That's just a joke, if anyone's listening. I have tax, an insurance, and an MOT. Thanks.
It has an MOT?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
It does. What's wrong with it?
Nothing.
It works. It goes like a dream. It starts every time. Remember, last winter, on the coldest days, it would work. How many cars do you know? Like, everyone else in my road. Mine. First time.
Oh, it sounds like it's got a good engine. Do that engine noise again. Oh, perfect.
I don't know what engine it's got. Apparently, LOL, means laugh out loud.
Oh.
Stupid.
Not lots of love.
Oh,
honestly. And GSOH still means gas.
Apparently that means... No, it doesn't mean gas centrality. It means good sense of humour. God, we're wazzocks. Arctic Monkeys, Radio 1. Just gone 5:30 with Scott Mills.
Hello.
Do you not earn enough money as a Radio 1 DJ? Surely you can't drive that piece of crap. Is what they're all saying.
Right. I think that's a bit rude.
It is rude, because it's a very reliable car. I've had some good times in that car over the years.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Does it come with a logbook of your stories?
A lot of people are saying we should get Westwood to pimp it. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Me and Westwood are like that these days.
You are, aren't you?
Did you see he came in on last week, Friday?
Yeah.
And I was like, Westwood, what? And he wants to do some gigs with me. Not in a Sound Clash kind of way, but like maybe he does an hour, do an hour. Yeah, you know
what I mean? I would actually pay to go and see that, yeah.
So we do like an hour each. 1 hour on, 1 hour off. Me on for an hour, Westwood on for an hour. Me on for an hour, Westwood on for an hour. It's a good idea. Anyway, then he gives me his mobile number, right? His mobile number.
Right.
And then I get a text later on in the evening, on Friday night, saying, "Baby, good linking you today."
Right.
What does that mean?
I've no idea.
What do you put back to that?
Maybe his predictive text has gone a bit AWOL.
I put good linking you too. Is that the right thing to write?
Did you put a kiss on it?
No, I put good linking you too, I'll be in touch.
All right.
And then he put, sounds crazy, can't wait, baby.
Wow. Can I just ask you another question about your car?
Mm.
Have you taken Michelle for a ride in it?
Not yet. National Radio 1. Watch Celebrity Scissorhands tonight on BBC 3 at 8 o'clock. There are more tears. It all goes off on tonight's episode. And you can see me with a lady with her norks out, who's a model who's 19. So you'd watch that, wouldn't you, really?
Right.
And in a pair of paper pants only. And I paint her, because she has a body wrap.
Okay, from 8 o'clock?
From 8 o'clock on BBC 3.
Do you have any idea what time the bit with the model is on?
No, but you'll have to watch the whole thing.
Oh, come
on. Is that too much of a commitment for you? I'm in your busy life.
You're my friend. Can't you tell me?
I don't know. I don't see it before it goes out.
Can you not find out from...
I'll try and find out for you. Do you want it in, what, in minutes?
Academy HQ, or whatever it's called. Yeah,
stop it, they're listening now.
Yeah, in minutes, yeah.
All right, celebrities are hands tonight. BBC Three, Steve Strange does another bad haircut, and I give people body wraps. I'm all about the beauty therapy.
Do you get extra on the body wraps if you hit the red button or anything? Split screen, anything like that?
I'll find out for you. Thanks. I'll send him an email now.
Good.
That could be the new Laura's Diary, I've decided.
What, body wraps?
No. Scott's logbook. I'm doing it. Someone's also noticed that my car has no radio. It got nicked.
Right.
Now, coming in after 6 o'clock...
How could anybody break into that? It looks so secure.
It's a tank. Go online and have a look at my car. bbc.co.uk/radio1. After 6, Screech from Saved by the Bell is with us. Now, we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago. Apparently... there is some kind of DVD doing the rounds with Screech in it, and it's an adult movie.
Yeah.
So we're going to find out if it's true, whether it's him in the film, and whether he's actually here to promote it, which I hope not. Because it is doing the rounds on DVD. It's like when Billy came in. We thought she was just popping in for a chat. She wanted to talk about her new book. I hope he's not going to do the same with his DVD.
They meant Billy was committed to promote her adult DVD.
I'd watch that. Mother and vampires of the sea.